Hollywood often makes movies about the Roman Empire, everything from Ben-Hur and Spartacus to Gladiator. But movies about the battles that shaped ancient Greece are less common. Today, at your neighborhood Cineplex opens a 2¾-hour, $175 million Hollywood corrective called Troy. It's based on Homer's Iliad, and Bob Mondello says that makes it a classier-than-average summer popcorn movie.
Two great armies face each other across a dry riverbed almost as soon as we're told it's 3,200 years ago. Brown leather shields versus black leather shields. Blood will be spilled. But the Greek king Agamemnon works out a deal with the lesser king he's facing. His greatest warrior will face their greatest warrior. The lesser king looks delighted and produces a soldier who must be 10 feet tall. Agamemnon smiles and turns to discover that his greatest soldier has overslept.
Of all the warlords loved by the gods, I hate him the most.
Never mind, he's worth the bother. In the 5-foot-plus person of Brad Pitt, looking all burnished and buff in his armor, it only takes him one stab to fell the giant. The big guy bellows and blusters. Pitt just makes a running approach, taking a nifty little hop sideways at the end as he plunges in the sword, sort of as if he's doing a way cool, lethal, ancient Greek layup. It's his trademark move, and the big guy falls heavily.
Is there no one else?
Who are you, soldier?
Achilles.
Not a bad introduction. Next, we meet a pair of Trojan princes, responsible Hector, who's negotiating peace with Agamemnon's brother Menelaus, and ladies' man Paris, who's negotiating détente of a more intimate sort with Menelaus's wife Helen. Paris is a bit of an idiot, and when he sets sail with Helen as a stowaway, he's effectively wrecked all hopes for peace. Agamemnon, who's bent on world conquest and who sneers at the notion of getting approval from allies beforehand, soon has 1,000 boats sailing toward Troy as Hector rallies the city's defenders with speeches about homeland security.
All my life, I've lived by a code, and the code is simple. Honor the gods, love your woman, and defend your country. Troy is mother to us all. Fight for her!
Achilles establishes a beachhead, Omaha Beach style, and a decently eventful siege ensues. Personally, I like Wolfgang Peterson's direction better when he's working in his claustrophobic Das Boot mood than when he's given a lot of money for special effects. Still, if his battle scenes are conventional, they do digitally turn a few hundred extras into persuasive swarms of thousands. Orlando Bloom gets to use the archery skills he picked up for Lord of the Rings. Pitt gets to do that lethal layup thing a couple more times. And the digital set builders get to create Hollywood's most plausible Trojan horse yet. As with most sword and sandal epics, go indoors and everything's suddenly about statuary and torches and an international cast that's trying to reach common ground on accents. Here the kings hail from Scotland and Ireland, and the followers from London's West End and Australia. Happily, this makes Pitt's Achilles sound like the outsider he's supposed to be, even when he remembers to round his vowels, and he's pumped up enough to look impressive rather than silly in an armored leather miniskirt, which is not to say he's a particularly weighty screen presence. For that, look to older hands, like Peter O'Toole, who brings an earlier Hollywood era's grandeur to a scene where Troy's king must beg Achilles to return the body of his son.
I love my boy from the moment he opened his eyes till the moment you closed them. Let me wash his body. Let me say the prayers. Let me place 2 coins on his eyes for the boatman.
That one scene contains most of the movie's poetry, and purists will note that Troy isn't concerned much with some other elements that interested Homer a lot. There's very little about the gods, for instance, nothing at all about baby Achilles' heel not getting Scotch-guarded or Greek-guarded or whatever when his mom dipped him in the River Styx, and the screenplay eliminates a whole raft of potential sequels by killing off one particular bad guy. Greek playwrights devised a much grislier demise for him and his family in the post-war years, but never mind, Troy is a summer action movie, and in that context it's perfectly pleasant, with plenty of battles and digital spectacle, and enough bronzed, buffed movie stars to make the Iliad look like it has potential as a fun summer read. Nothing wrong with that. I'm Bob Mondello.